Well, good morning, everybody. It's a gorgeous morning. There's a story about a high school kid. He had a good conscience, but it wasn't good enough. He decided one day he was going to either go to church. It was a Saturday. He was going to either go to church in the evening or go to the football game. And so he shows up to the football game just a few minutes late. And he says, sorry, I'm a little late. He says, I couldn't decide if I should go to church tonight or go here to the game. And his friend said, well, how did you make the decision? He says, well, I flipped a coin. And he says, well, that shouldn't have taken you too long. And the kid said, well, I had to flip it 35 times. But I was thinking of that in the context of our readings and also the saints that we had last week. Our readings all are about this perseverance, right? As St. Paul says in our second reading, whether it is convenient or not, persevering in the faith, continuing to be faithful, sacrificing, all those type of things, whether it's convenient or inconvenient. Moses in our first reading, he's got his arms open like this, and as long as he's doing that, it's the power of prayer, my friends. And as long as his arms are raised, everything's good with the fight. The good folks are winning. But then, of course, his arms get tired. It's a beautiful image of the others coming to help Moses keep his hands up. And then, of course, our gospel today, this persistent widow who shows us the importance of persevering in prayer. Because Jesus talks about how that is. He says this is a parable about persevering in prayer and persevering in the life of faith. And so I was thinking, though, about like last week, we had some incredible saints. It was tons of martyrs that we celebrated last week. We had St. Callistus. We had St. John Brebeuf and his seven companions. We had St. Luke, the apostle, who, like all the apostles, except for John, was a martyr. We had St. Ignatius of Antioch, one of the earliest martyrs. We had all these saints and the martyrs, but we had two other ones that weren't martyrs, but who are super important. And one of them is Margaret Mary. On Wednesday, St. Margaret Mary feast day, she's the one that we thank her for the tradition of the Sacred Heart. And many people have images of the Sacred Heart in their homes, statues. But that Sacred Heart convicted Jesus out of love to go to the cross. And it was because of his Sacred Heart that we have the joy of getting to partake ourselves in his sacrifice at Holy Mass when we receive his body and his blood. We also had St. Teresa of Avila, who as a young girl became a nun, a Carmelite nun. And she said two things that I just think we should think about. She said, where there is true love, sacrifice is easy. And she said, when there is no sacrifice, there ain't no love. Well, she didn't say it that way. But there's no love. Where there is no sacrifice, there is no love. And as I'm thinking about our readings, Moses and St. Paul and this persistent widow who kept on, who were faithful and generous in their lives of faith, and whether it was convenient or not. And as I think about these martyrs who paid the ultimate price, but it was easy for all of them because there was such great love. St. Ignatius of Antioch, one of those ones I was telling you about, he died in 106 AD. And he was fed to the lions in the Colosseum. But he prayed to be martyred. He wanted it. Because he loved the Lord. And the thing, I guess, that I'm thinking about with St. Teresa of Avila, she said, if there is true love for Jesus, then we'll do anything for him. But when the love is diminishing, and when the love diminishes in our hearts, then every little thing seems like a big imposition. And I guess I worry about that with our kids, especially the young folks, because I think we need to teach them that there is joy in the sacrifice. There is joy in giving ourselves to the Lord and serving the church and being at Mass and praying the rosary and going to holy hours and serving the people. Like, there is joy in the sacrifice. And that's the irony, is that we tend to think, oh, if I'll just stay in my couch, play video games or whatever, and then I'll be happy. But then we do that and usually not so happy. But when we serve, like we sacrifice, that's where the joy is. You know? And I don't know. It's a very interesting phenomenon in our own hearts. I do remember that day when I was sitting in the chapel in seminary. I thought I'd been doing pretty good. You know, I went to the seminary. I thought I gave up a lot to go to the seminary. I'm doing pretty good. And then I was sitting there one day in the chapel, and I was thinking about all the martyrs. And I was sitting there with my eyes closed, thinking about all these men and women who gave up their lives for Jesus. And I was sitting there, and it's like the Holy Spirit just hit me with a 2x4 and said, "They died for me. What have you done recently?" Ooh. And I mean, I sat up real quick. And but I do think this, where there is true love for Jesus, we'll do anything for him. We'll do anything for him. But when the love isn't there, anything seems like a big imposition. Let's pray for the grace to love the Lord a little bit more. Let's pray for the grace to love Jesus, love his beautiful church all the more, knowing that when there is love, sacrifice is easy. By the way, that's something that parents ought to know pretty well. When a parent has a child, they'll do anything for that kid. And as that kid gets older, they'll still do anything for that kid because that's their kid. And whether it means working long hours, whether it means working until you can't see straight, you do what you got to do because you love that kid and you want him or her to have a good life and so on. And folks, I get Jesus paid the ultimate sacrifice for us because his love for us was that great. And our love for Jesus has to be that great too. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, amen.